civil war is looming larger in Sri Lanka, ministry is being affected. A resource ministry is empowering missionaries in outreach, and a U.S.-based ministry says you could help change lives overseas. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Antagonism between the government and Tamil Tiger rebels has a ceasefire hanging in the balance in Sri Lanka. A surge of suspected tiger attacks, a suicide bombing, ethnic riots, and unsolved killings of civilians have left more than 200 people dead in the past month. Both sides blame each other for the violence. This unrest is having an effect on outreach, says Back to the Bible's country director, James Kanaganayagam.
It affects us in that we are unable to work in these areas in person. We've had programs in these places, gone into these places, and now there's a difficulty in actually getting in and out of these places.
While Christians are afraid to work in these areas, Kanaganayagam says,
in the midst of this, we are still able to broadcast our programs, and we're thankful for that.
Back to the Bible broadcast programs in Sanila, Tamil, English, and soon to be available in Malay. Funding for airtime and staff support is a profound need. Go to missionnetworknews.org to find out how to help. Next, using cultural issues to share the gospel. That's what the American Tract Society is gearing up to do in the feature film The Da Vinci Code releases next week. They've produced 6 different tracts designed to address questions that arise from the movie. Donna Skell is with ATS.
My prayer is that Christians would take advantage of this movie and take advantage of this book because, you know, you can debate the history, but nobody can debate with you the difference that Jesus has made in your life.
Designed as tools for sharing your faith, ATS has tracts available on their website or in printed format. Skell says it's a real opportunity for believers to point people to Christ.
I just hope that everybody will join me in praying that this could be one of the great circumstances that really cause more people to seek out the true answer as to who Jesus Christ really is.
Go to missionnetworknews.org for more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss joins a delegation from Christian Resources International working from the remote villages just outside of Guaymas, Mexico.
Doug Burney's decades-long friendship with independent missionaries Jesse and Jenny Navarro grew into not only a co-mission, but also a unique partnership with Christian Resources International. Today we saw the extent of that partnership's reach as our team took donated clothes, shoes, and literature into outlying villages near Guaymas' edge. As we looked inside one of the homes, Bernie explained the depth of the relationship.
CRI is the vehicle that gives me the literature and the material so that not only can I feed and clothe the people, but give them the Word of God so that they can have eternal life also. I have dual citizenship now, not by the government standard, but the Mexican people are my people.
Tomorrow we'll explore the impact of this friendship on the church here. Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss, Guaymas, Mexico.
Meanwhile, Purpose Driven Ministries is hoping a quote from Rick Warren on a coffee cup will attract non-believers in the U.S. Starbucks coffee chain will feature Warren on their coffee cup as part of their The Way I See It campaign, featuring quotes from famous people. In response, Purpose Driven has launched a new online coffee house community. The website welcomes a non-believer, offers everyday help, and eventually points them to Christ. Go to our website for more information. And E3 Partners is encouraging you to go on a short-term mission trip. E3 Partners makes it easy for you to go to the field, serve with nationals in evangelism, disciple new believers, and help establish churches. Mission groups say many of their full-time staff were short-termers before God called them full-time. Others suggest that after going on a trip, more often than not, you'll become more active in missions at your local church. Go to our website to find hundreds of trips to suit you. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available 2 resources this month, Book of Hope's 3 Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.